With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. As the Omicron variant runs rampant across Nova Scotia, keeping up morale for staff and residents at Queen's Manor has become a full-time job. The long-term care home in Liverpool was declared an outbreak facility after a staff member tested positive December 29th and the first resident followed on January 2nd. Executive Director Andrew McVicker says Omicron is present throughout the community, and his focus is to eliminate the stigma associated with a positive test among the staff.
It's possible that you could do everything right, which our staff are doing, and be, quote-unquote, the one to bring it into the building, when in reality, there will never be a one person that brings it into the building, in all likelihood, with the volume of viral activity that's out there.
Long-term care homes were struggling to hire enough workers before the pandemic hit, and McVicker says the most recent outbreak has only made a tough situation worse.
So when you're starting with sometimes bare-bones staffing, and you are removing a significant number of people with symptoms that would not have prevented them from working in the past, it significantly impacts your ability to fully staff your facility.
McVicker says despite dealing with several staff off work because they've either tested positive or been a close contact of someone with a positive test, Queen's Manor is still providing a high level of care to the residents. But backfilling those positions to care for residents means there's no staff available to train and monitor visitors coming to the facility, which is why Queen's Manor is currently closed to all visitors except for residents undergoing end-of-life care. McVicker says decreased staff numbers means not even designated caregivers are permitted until the facility completes a two-week circuit breaker.
We are putting our plan in place to reintroduce designated caregivers as soon as we can because they are an integral part of providing care here.
McVicker says Queen's Manor is turning a corner as the first people to test positive return.
As we have residents come off isolation from being positive and staff returning to work from being positive, I think it's a very important step towards realizing that we're going to be okay and we can live with COVID-19 however that is defined in the future.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.